Speaking of food, the U.S. and Russia moved to eliminate germ warfare. Details at 45. This is Gary West.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Japanese students were charged in a Copenhagen, Denmark court Tuesday with attempting a violent attack on visiting Emperor Hirohito of Japan. They were jailed for 2 weeks pending trial. The United States and the Soviet Union presented a revised version Tuesday of the joint draft treaty to outlaw germ warfare. First indications were that it will see overwhelming support in the United Nations. The Nixon administration may be getting ready for the second phase of a wage price freeze. This is Gary West. Secret planning going on now in the White House points towards the creation of a super panel, a group of federal judges who would have the final say on wage price issues. It is not known when phase two will go into effect.
A letter to President Nixon and Attorney General John Mitchell from a group of Chicago blacks has accused officials linked to a racetrack stock scandal of, as the letter put it, terrible improprieties. The group demanded the six officials be indicted. Chicago's chapter of the Black Economic Development Conference told the administration the group will wait 30 days for, as they termed it, a positive response. Then they will file suit for legal action on indictments if the government does not act. A conference spokesman says the letter calls for the indictment of federal judges Otto Kerner and James Lynch, Secretary of State John Lewis, State Senator Arthur Bidwell, and former state officials William Miller and Joseph Knight.
Government sources in London say Prime Minister Jack Lynch of the Irish Republic has agreed to try to persuade leaders of the Roman Catholic minority in Northern Ireland to take part in peace talks. Opposition leaders boycotted the talks, now being organized by the British Home Secretary, to show their disapproval of internment without trial of suspected members of the outlawed Irish Republican Army. In Ulster, leaders of the IRA have vowed their campaign of violence in the province will not slacken in the face of efforts by British and Irish leaders to win peace. Chile's President Salvador Allende Tuesday announced the proposed deduction of $774 million for excess profits from the book value payments due to U.S. copper companies. The copper properties belonging to Anaconda and Kennecott in Chile were nationalized by the government earlier this year. Black Panther leader Huey Newton has arrived in communist China. Newton is free on $50,000 bail while awaiting trial in California on a voluntary manslaughter charge. He was accompanied by two other black Americans to the South China city of Canton. A federal judge's study of the best way to achieve racial balance in Detroit schools has parents, in the words of one attorney, scared to death. Parents in the predominantly white suburbs are already organizing opposition to a possible busing order.
Cleveland Democrats chose a candidate Tuesday, which they hope will be able to succeed Carl Stokes, the first black mayor of a major American city. Attorney James Carney upset City Council President Anthony Garofoli and former police chief Patrick Geraghty. The Republicans nominated Cuyahoga County Auditor Ralph Perk. Stokes, a Democrat, is not seeking re-election, but he is endorsing Black School Board President Arnold Pinckney, who is running as an independent in the November 2nd general election.
The United States Internal Revenue Service has told Southern Illinois University that it must not raise its rates for football tickets until the end of the wage price freeze. Before the blockage, SIU had scheduled a steep raise in the cost of football tickets. Those persons who have already purchased tickets at the increased rates can get a refund up to the day of the football game for the tickets purchased. Overland Stage, the backup group for the Chase concert this Friday, October 1st, has canceled their appearance. Opening the Chase concert instead will be the Jam Band, featuring Michael Quarto, Terry Mullen, and their Moog synthesizer. The synthesizer will be connected to the SIU Arena's Baby Grand Baldwin piano. The Jam Band presents a mixture of electronically produced classical, jazz, blues, and rock music.
If you have an event of Kappa's interest, Together Six would like to know about it. Send your announcement of the event through Kappa's mail to Kappa's Happenings, care of WIDB, Wright 1, SIU.
One by one, two by two, show a little love in all you do. Reach out to someone else today, show a little love in every way. One by one, two by two. One by
Campus weather just ahead of Just In Case and Solid Gold. Warm continued muggy tonight, low around 70. Sunny and warm tomorrow, high near 90. Tomorrow night, fair, still warm, low in the lower 70s. Precipitation probabilities 40% tonight, 30% through Thursday. Right now it's 84 degrees. For Radio 6 News, this is Gary West.
Ladies and gentlemen, the WID beat goes on.